I'm Tommy Gimler. Free agent outfielder slash fat fuck Delmon Young was arrested Sunday night for strangling and threatening to kill a valet attendant. This is the same guy who once threw a bat at an umpire in 2006, and when he did that, I said, hey, there is no way this guy lives the rest of his life without getting arrested. Well, wouldn't you know it, it took him almost 10 years, but that's exactly what happened on Sunday. So I called my good pals Gary Dudak from Mandatory.
Hello, everybody.
And Dutch McTavish from Wapaka.
Hey there, Tom.
And I said, hey, we have to do a fantasy athletes getting arrested league draft, and tonight that's exactly what we're going to do here on the Daily Upper Decker.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, guys, welcome. Gary, Dutch.
Hello, sir.
Hey, it's good to be here.
You guys remember that, right? You remember the old bat-throwing incident?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I always mix it up with the guy who kicked the catcher. That was in the minor leagues,
oh,
though.
Yes.
Yeah, but I always just mix those stories up. But yeah, he did.
Delmon Young was in. This is in the minor leagues. He did.
That's right. Yeah, but same thing. I always mix those two up. But he was the bat thrower at the umpire, right?
There's a lot of shit. Minor league baseball is almost better than the major leagues. When you start throwing in like the promotions, the managers who like pick up bases and fake throw grenades behind home plate.
That guy's nuts.
This is when I knew that Tim McCarver was losing his mind when he said that Delmon Young's bat speed was pretty good on that. So. Like, time to hang him up there, Timmy.
I thought the greatest thing about that clip, too, like, if you can remember it. So, Delmon Young gets called out, like, looking on strike three, and it's a stationary camera out there. Now, if the camera moves and follows him back to the dugout, then you don't have the effect. But, he walks back, he says something, the umpire walks off the camera, and the camera's just sitting there. And then, like, a split second later, you see a bat come flying at the umpire. And if the camera moves, you don't get that effect. It's just kind of like, all right, wait, what am I waiting to see here? And also, you just see his bat come flying. We're here to finally draft a fantasy team. We're not here to tell you about MLB over-unders, which we will in about a month and a half. NBA, NFL over-unders. Tonight, gentlemen, we are going to draft a fantasy athletes getting arrested team.
Hell yeah.
Right? Quick question. Is this going to be an interactive thing on the Daily Upper Decker where, everybody can join in? John Q. Public can draft his own team. And
I think if we had readers, that would be a great thing to do.
Right?
If we had as many readers as mandatory, that might be something to do on mandatory.
Incentivizing here, Tom.
Stealing it now.
99-cent iTunes gift card, and you can buy any Tommy Gimler classic you want.
Softball's the number one song.
Is it?
On iTunes, yeah. I mean, not like in all, like over Taylor Swift tunes, of all the Tommy Gimler tunes, Softball.
Softball, really?
Yeah.
I am shocked.
Because it makes fun of like...
Did he purchase that?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it just shows that it's like the number one.
Got it.
Yeah.
I think you have to have this on the site. It's a long-running season.
Well, maybe we just need to go back to like doing stories on them. Like I used to like break down every story.
Oh yeah, those are good.
Yeah, so maybe we just need to do that. But that's basically what we're doing here. All right, fellas. So we're all general managers now.
Thank God, finally.
Three white general managers getting ready to draft some people that they hope get arrested.
That's pretty much the norm, really. If you think about it.
All right, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna draft 10 players who we think are gonna get arrested sometime between now and December 31st.
Okay.
December 31st counts. All right? But
does it have to be before midnight? Like, what if it's New Year's Eve and you find out that, one of the guys I'm going to pick?
If it's a tie-breaking situation,
okay,
we'll say till 2 a.m. On January 1st, 2017.
Well, continue. I don't think so, because the time comes into the point differential here, Tom.
Well, all right, so 3 a.m. on the East Coast. Midnight on the West Coast.
Okay.
Fair?
I think it's got to be midnight everywhere.
Or 2 a.m. everywhere.
Well, it can't be. This isn't China.
What I'm
We have time zones in this country.
They have until midnight to get arrested, wherever they are.
Wherever they are.
Yes.
All right.
What if you hear that a fight broke out at 11:36 p.m. on New Year's Eve, but he was not arrested until, an hour later?
And I think that it doesn't count. You have to be arrested in 2016.
He has to really be getting fucking turned early on New Year's Eve to get arrested. All right.
He was arrested in Sierra Leone. Thankfully, it was already January 1st.
I have a feeling I'm going to win on a technicality here. So
you've set it up pretty well.
So now when you draft, Dutch, if you do me a favor, rip off some corners and write 1, 2, and 3 on these sheets of paper right here while I discuss the rules. All right.
Here's the sound of ripping.
This is how you're going to get points, gentlemen. When your athlete gets arrested, just for getting arrested, you get 3 points. Three points. If it's a misdemeanor, then it's 1 point. If it's a felony, 3 points. Then there's going to be an asshole level, 1 through 5. Oh. 1 being Gandhi, 5 being Dahmer. All right? We've already established that if it comes out to where your athlete actually eats somebody, not if he bites the fingertip or an ear off of somebody, right? That doesn't count. But if he physically, like, mutilates the person
flesh.
And, like, yeah, gets caught with, like, 3 human beings worth in his freezer.
Oh, God.
Then it's over. You guys, you win. All right? It's officially over at that point. We'll go out and celebrate.
Are we going to have a special round for that? Should that be, or is that just part of the draft?
Well, I'll take Bloody Marys. Thank you.
That's good. Perfect.
No, yeah, we're not going to be like, this is the cannibal round. You got to,
because you know there's like a tight end round in fantasy football. Everyone goes for a kicker in the last round or whatever. We're not doing that. Okay.
Well, if we have time, if we haven't taken up enough time, we'll do a bonus round of pick somebody you think is going to eat somebody before midnight.
I found some voodoo son of a bitch in here, so we're
yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm feeling good about myself right now.
We've got the thug-o-meter, which is how gangster the crime was. 1 through 5. 1 through 5 points. The shock value, right? How likely the arrest was. So odds are you're going to be thinking about guys like Johnny Manziel, right? Johnny Manziel still hasn't been arrested. So odds are someone's going to take Johnny Manziel, right?
Yeah, because he could be arrested like this week.
Correct.
Yeah.
He might be arrested before the podcast is over. So if he gets arrested, then you only get 1 point because we know it's probably coming. But if Robin Yount, arguably the greatest man to ever wear a Brewers uniform, the Saint Robin Yount, that's 5. That's like Mother Teresa getting arrested in Milwaukee, right? That's very highly unlikely. The time of arrest matters. If it's between 12:01 a.m. and 4:59 a.m., that's worth 1 point. 5 a.m. and 11:59 p.m. That's 5 a.m. and 11:59 a.m., actually. There's a little misprint there. 5 a.m. and 11:59 a.m., so before noon, that's 3 points. And if it's 12 p.m. to 12 a.m., 5 points.
Got it.
I've been listening to a lot of, watching Making of a Murderer or Making a Murderer and then listening to a lot of other crime stories.
That would have been a 5 point burn.
Yeah, cops show up at about 10:30.
Yeah.
To arrest you. So if they're waiting at their house to get arrested, I'm feeling pretty good about this.
Right, yeah, but if they're not, if they're out and about,
mm-hmm.
Shady McCoy at the club.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and weapons used matter as well. If it's a fist, it's 1 point. A gun or a knife is actually, we'll make that, a gun or a knife is 3 points. That's some serious shit. That's usually a felony.
Mm-hmm.
So a gun or a knife is 3 points. If you have a bed full of assault rifles like Greg Hardy guns, that's 5 points.
What about a hammer? Like some sort of weird, you know, power.
A hammer's badass. That should almost be 5 points, right?
Or a bat.
Like a chainsaw.
Yeah.
I think we can.
Maybe had that before.
I think
4 points,
okay.
I
think we can discuss.
Like something that's usually used for like recreation or building a shed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's 4 points.
Or a fireplace poker or something fucked up like that.
Not that
I would know anything about that.
Because I'm going to take Andy Agassi, and he's going to beat the shit out of someone with a tennis racket. That's pretty good.
Well, Andre Agassi is a retired athlete. These are all current athletes.
Oh.
So, and the final thing is, if they're sober when they get arrested, when the incident goes down, right, they get arrested and they're sober, that's 3 points. If you're under the influence of drugs or alcohol, it's only 1 point, because that's always what happens. They were under the influence of something, right? So sobriety matters here.
We hope so.
All right.
Who wants to pick first?
Throw him in the middle there. Throw him in the middle, Dench. Go ahead. And a count of three. 1, 2, 3. Take one. Here we go. The draft order. Now, this will be a snake draft, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever picks first. I go second.
I'm numero uno
first.
Over here.
Oh, Trace.
So, Dutch, you will go third and then bring it back around for the second round. So you go third and fourth. So Gary's going first, which always seems to happen. I don't know how you get that. Tommy Gimmer will go second. Dutch McTavish, third. And then we'll do it on the wraparound. All right?
All right,
guys. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Daily Upper Decker Fantasy Athletes Getting Arrested League Draft. Woo! On the clock right now with the first selection in the first ever Daily Upper Decker Fantasy Athletes Getting Arrested League Draft. Mandatory's Gary Dudak on the clock.
Guys, I'm going to make this very easy. Johnny Football.
Damn it.
Johnny Football
talk
in handcuffs
talk
soon.
It,
I mean, it's just too easy. I just read an article today about all the shit that he did. He, like, ruptured his girlfriend's eardrum, possibly, when he hit her so hard. So
right. If
details are coming out like that, I think it's only a matter of time before he either gets arrested or beats the shit out of some other girl that pisses him off.
I believe that was a Beats headphone and quiet noise canceling my ass. It took out her eardrum. That wasn't Johnny Football. He is an American hero.
Whatever's on the side of your headphone, whatever's on the side of your headphones, Johnny Manziel will take literally. And I mean literally. I think it's a great pick. I mean, he was number one on my list.
Mine too.
I'm gonna kind of go the same route with you here. Now that video has emerged, and my first round pick, just because I think it's gonna be a guaranteed arrest, is LeSean McCoy.
Ah, yes,
LeSean McCoy.
I actually missed out on that one a little bit. I didn't know the video came out. I heard the story, but it was with an undercover cop.
Two undercover cops. His buddies beat the shit out of. So if you don't think that those guys are coming after him, think again.
Yeah.
There's no video. There's no video of the two undercover cops doing anything. There's just video of LeSean McCoy and his boys going
fucking
nuts.
Funny how that works. Yeah.
So I honestly think just to get on the board, that's what my number one pick will be.
Good call.
So Johnny Manziel, LeSean McCoy, Shady. Plus anybody with the nickname Shady.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to disagree with you here, Tom. Isn't he the one who had all of these rules for the strippers that were coming to his party?
Yes.
And it's, you can't do this, you can't do this, and then all of a sudden some feminist group catches wind of it or something.
I think he posted his rules on Instagram.
Yes.
Well, I think I forgot about that, and now that I remember that, I'm really happy with my number one pick. This is just like an ego boost.
So here's what I'm thinking. He's going to invite Tom and Dick cop over to the party where there are no rules with the women, and they're going to be like, you know what, LeSean, you're not a bad guy.
So water under the bridge.
Did the incident go down in Buffalo or no? Is it where he lives?
Oh, I don't even know.
I'm not sure, yeah.
Because if it went down in Buffalo, then he might not get arrested.
Yeah.
But if it went down somewhere else, he's going
to
get arrested.
I respect the fact that he's going to Craigslist and then putting up rules.
On Craigslist
about what the women can and can't do.
It's almost better than the misconnection. I almost find better than finding a misconnection when anybody posts stripper rules.
I mean, that's just another level of awesome that I'll never reach, posting rules for the strippers over at my house.
I think it's just another level of like being told that you're the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Like you can get away with this. Like go ahead, post it on Craigslist.
Well, no, I think he understands the new norm of social media.
Yeah, posting everything. Yeah.
Put your fucking
He's a fucking moron. I took him number one. He's going to fuck up. If he doesn't get arrested for this, do we?
Put your fucking phone down. You know, you're not going to tweet any of this or anything like that.
Oh, remember, we take your fucking clothes off or I'm going to jam this fireplace poker. Up your hump hole. I could see it, Your Honor. Now, we must talk about like how gangster the crime is, all right?
Yeah.
If it's a fight, it's 1 point. So I would get one extra point if LeSean McCoy gets arrested because it's a fight. Now, if it's a DUI, which I assume is going to come in August, I bet you like OTAs.
Yeah, good call.
Or is that July?
That's a June and July.
June and July.
It's definitely summer, yeah.
Yeah, because he's already got a spot on the team. Yeah. Those are the guys that get off.
It could be on a boat if he's like Cedric Benson, which is really awesome. But
God, imagine if we were doing this in the 90s. Domestic violence is worth 3 points.
Yeah, that's where Johnny would come in.
Rape is four. Yeah, rape is four. Murder is five.
Cool.
All right.
Kelly's up.
So first pick, Johnny Manziel. That goes to Gary Dudak from Mandatory. Tommy Gimler from the Daily Upper Decker takes LeSean McCoy, running back for the Buffalo Bills.
As much as this pains me to do, I'm going to have to take Badger Great Monty Ball.
Oh, wow. That's right. What did he just do?
Yeah, I heard about that.
I don't even know, but he fucked up somehow real bad, and I think he's going to get caught.
Yeah.
Hold on. I
remember.
He might have already been arrested.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Then I might be able to, or I might have to take it back.
Well, no, you could still, yeah. You could get arrested right. again.
He'll get arrested again.
Yeah.
Pats officially waive running back Monte Ball 4 days after arrest.
Yeah.
Oh, so does that mean he's not a current athlete?
I think he's still a free agent.
Yeah, he's still a free agent.
Yeah.
So okay. he hasn't officially announced his retirement, and that's
And he was a pro.
That's why you can't take OJ. He wanted to talk about taking OJ.
Oh, you son of a bitch! You ruined my.
I want to take OJ. Bet.
Yeah, Monte Ball is probably still solid because I mean he's gonna be out there fucking just way too much freedom, and he's probably gonna be all depressed and shit now, and it's not so bad. What was
charged
it for?
Misdemeanors for incidents at a hotel and in a vehicle. It says.
I think he beat up his lady.
The good news is he won't face felony charges in which police say he injured his girlfriend during an argument at a downtown hotel.
That Hojo on East Johnson in Madison is a bad joint, man.
Disorderly conduct, which carries up to 90 days in jail. Ball, 25, of Sun Prairie, was also charged with misdemeanor battery for allegedly striking the woman on the face 5 days earlier. Keep him. He's out of tear right now.
All right. And, that's sad. That's sad.
You can't consider it sad anymore. He's on your team. You drafted him to get arrested.
Yeah.
You got it.
You're rooting for his failure, his life to fall apart.
It's just like the pimp game. There are no emotions here. You can't get attached to these athletes. You're not drafting them to score touchdowns. You're drafting them to hit women.
I actually need him to kill somebody.
You want to get up to a good start.
What about animal violence? What if he's like in a dogfighting ring?
We didn't really talk about that.
That's pretty assholeish.
Is that murder too, or is that?
If not murdering a dog, I think it would be a three. Because raping a woman is worse than murdering a dog.
Well, hold on, the ASPCA is calling me. Hello, Sarah McLaughlin.
The fuckers from PETA are throwing pig feet. This is up at our window over here.
In the eyes of an angel.
You know, and they put that shit on like during Family Guy and Adult Swim. I'm not in the mood for this. And then you change the channel and you come back too late and you miss 2 minutes of it. And it's like, now I got to go to Netflix.
Sarah McLaughlin's always fucking shit up, man.
I will be attending Lilith Fair. I can get you guys tickets if you want. It's gonna be.
I went to a Lilith Fair in Milwaukee.
What? Wow.
And I worked for The Point at the time.
Oh, okay.
106.9 Adult Alternative. Today's music, 106.9 The Point. That was Angel from Sarah McLaughlin. Up next, here comes Slide from the Goo Goo Dolls. That was a hell of a first round.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel, LeSean McCoy, Monte Ball. Second round's up here. Dutch, you are on the clock.
They kept turning the camera to him during the Super Bowl, and this Archie Manning fucker looks like he's up to no good, but I think it's a little high to take him in the second round.
To what, Archie or Eli?
Archie.
Well, he's retired.
No, he's playing for the Iowa Barnstormers.
probably could.
I'm going to have to go with Vontaze Burfict.
You son of a bitch.
That is unbelievable. Yep. You know he's going to fucking get arrested.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I only do this because I read somewhere when he was still in college, and I like to watch college football.
Wait a minute, you're doing this not solely based on what you saw in the playoffs. Yeah. The playoff game against the Steelers.
And several games before that.
The fact that he fell to the second round is amazing. Yeah. And we only have three general managers in our first ever draft.
He got away with killing two people at Arizona State.
Wow, really?
There wasn't enough evidence to bring him to justice. So
holy
shit. He was implicated in two murders.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I didn't even know that.
And I wanted the Green Bay Packers to draft him so bad. I was like, this is the guy we need to shore up the middle of the field.
Well, yeah, he's a fucking murderer.
Right?
We're going to have to run away from this guy. He killed those two kids out at Arizona State. Let's go after A.J. Hawk.
Hey, a lot of desert down there where you can get rid of people easily.
Oh, my God.
Who are now on the same
point.
Team, A.J. Hawk and Vontaze Burfict.
And Vontaze Burfict.
And a lot of people run at A.J. Hawk.
Yeah.
Huh.
And wow, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, I had Burfict all queued up. That's a good one.
Thank you.
He's nuts.
All right, I could go with his teammate, but I'm not going to.
Mm.
I want to go with his teammate because it's pretty apparent that not all the stupid's out of Pac-Man Jones. I'm going to go a different route, a different sport. Boogie Cousins.
Ah, yes.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Had him on my list.
Now, he hasn't really done anything, but he's in, let's say he's queued up.
Yeah.
All right? He's making headlines for doing stupid shit. Like, the other night, was it last night? The Chinese New Year, was it last night?
Yeah. It was last Tuesday, I believe.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, it was last week, yeah.
So they were, I think were they playing the Bucks? And it was supposed to be like they were handing out, like they were celebrating the Chinese New Year.
Yeah, and it was like a purple monkey was on
the shirt.
And he was
like, yeah, you're the monkey because that's what it is. And DeMarcus Cousins is like, I won't play. I won't play if the shirt is out.
Yep.
And that's just fucking straight ignorance. That's straight ignorance.
It was February 1st. It was the first day of Black History Month when it happened.
Yeah. Is that always the case for the Chinese New Year? It's the first day of Black History
I don't
Month?
Think so. Chinese New Year goes by the moon.
Okay.
So it's like kind of random, but it's always in that general vicinity. But it just happened to be on February 1st. So Boogie Cousins took offense to it, saying that it was racist, that monkeys were on the shirt, and it was the first day of Black History.
So I honestly, I think that's a gateway to something stupid. Like he's obviously still not in the right mind frame. Plus, they just extended George Karl. And you know he's all fucked up in the head about that. Like, you know that it's like, ah, just when he thought he was in control of the team. But I saw that. I saw, like, he's worried about fucking T-shirts that are being handed out at a basketball game celebrating the Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
Like, there are still, like, monkeys.
Yeah. I mean, it's the year of the monkey.
It's an animal.
Yeah.
It's a monkey. It's what it is. And if he's concentrating his efforts on that, like, he's not in the right frame of mind.
I like your pick. I don't think he's been arrested yet, though.
That's the
he?
Thing. I had him written down. I think he's more of like a T.O.
Which is perfect, because if he does get arrested, that's a Robin Yount. If he hasn't been arrested yet.
Good point.
If he's got no record, that's a five-pointer.
Good call. I don't know if he does a lot of dumb shit that doesn't warrant being arrested, though. Like, he'll say a lot of dumb shit. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll talk bad about George Karl, or he'll talk bad about his teammates or something like that. I don't think I ever really see him getting in trouble. Well, you might catch him speeding.
He's got some shit in him, I think. I think he'll be, like, on a BART train in the Bay Area this summer, and he'll pull the fucking emergency brake. Some shit, just like, and just to make a bad decision like that. It might end up being a misdemeanor, but that's
like
an arrest.
I think he's just a little off, but I don't think he's going to get arrested.
He's a nude parasailer. Mexican authorities do not like that in Cabo. This is not that kind of place. You know, this is a respectable family resort here at Alibaba and Alcatraz or whatever it's called.
I could see him running down just Main Street, going back to Kentucky or something. Going back to Kentucky, fucking running down the streets of Lexington, just butt-ass fucking naked.
That would not be surprising at all. That'd be awesome. I hope somebody gets video of that. That'd be a great mandatory article, for
it
sure.
Would be. Here's Boogie Cousins winning Tommy Gimmer $20. Here we go. All right, DeMarcus Cousins off the board. So you're in the second round. Vontaze Burfict, which I think is so far a steal.
Yeah. You're giving me a steal, too. Yeah. I mean, I can't believe what you just did.
Okay, DeMarcus Cousins. All right, Gary, you're on the board for picks number 6 and 7. Yeah. Final pick in the second round, first pick of the third round.
Well, final pick of the second round is an easy one. It's going to be Greg Hardy. There is news that the Cowboys are not going to sign him, which means he's going to be fucking doing God knows what on the loose for a while with no handlers, no team to his name. So there's probably going to be – I mean, he's good for at least one rape. And most likely an assault on another man. Maybe pre-rape? I don't know. I'm going to go with the assault first and the rape. But
I talked to Jimmy Smith down at the William Hill Sportsbook in Vegas. They've got the rapes at 1.5. 1.5 if he doesn't get signed before April.
Yeah, you can bet on first score, you know, in the Super Bowl field goal touchdown. You can bet on first assault or first felony for him, either assault or rape. So Greg Hardy is an easy one. My first pick in the third round might surprise. I'm going NBA, and I'm going is a guy I've had my eye on for a while because I've just always been fascinated by this dude, and he has a twin.
Yes.
I'm talking about the Morris brothers.
Yes.
But I'm going with Markieff on
you
the
moron.
On the Suns.
That could be cost. That could
no,
be
no, no. He's the good, he's the one to have. All Markieff right. is the one who threw the towel at Hornacek.
Can
recently.
You can you spell Markieff for a bonus point?
M A R K I E F.
Yeah. Is it two F's
two
or
F's?
Just one? Yeah, it's two F's. Yeah.
You know what you got? F.
I'm sorry that it's incorrect. F plus.
But anyways,
I like it.
Yeah, there was the whole story. I think, you know, he's already been arrested, unfortunately. I think him and his brother were both arrested for felony assault on some dude that they both beat up last year.
Okay.
And then they shipped his brother off to, I don't know, I can't even remember, Boston or some
Philly
shit.
Or something, right?
Yeah, something like that. And the thing about these brothers is they hate being split up. They've made it known that they fucking hate that. And Markieff was the more vocal one about that. And he's at the Phoenix fucking sucks. He's probably gonna he might murder somebody and bury him in the desert as well. So that fucking dry heat will do it to you.
That's right. So they're all pissed, the Morris brothers, because they want wherever they're going, like, yeah, you trade me, that's great, but trade my brother, we want to
exactly.
play together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my pick, Markieff Morris.
All right.
I like it.
I'm going to oh boy, I think I'm gonna jump back to the NFL and take him before he's off the board just because he's that stupid as Ndamukong Suh.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
Nadam.
Now, is it racist when people call him Donkey Kong Sue, or is that okay?
I think it's
Donkey
great.
Kong's cool, right?
And I would love like, to have the nickname of Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I just right? never know when I'm in the company of, you know, other folks. I don't know if I can say
no,
Donkey Kong
I would
Kong
say Donkey Sue. Kong
okay.
Sue is great, right? Wouldn't you want the nickname Donkey Kong in Wapaka when you were playing offensive tackle?
I know, but...
Or were you
know,
a guard?
He's a...
I was actually both.
Both. All right. So when you were winning awards
yeah.
on the offensive line at Wapaka, if someone would have called you Donkey Kong
but
McTavish, how unbelievable would that have been?
I'm not sure if you know, Kelly is a white gentleman. and
oh, is this where you're going
and
with it?
And Ndamukong Suh is a, or you know what I'm saying. Whoa.
What was right? I had to take a little break there. Someone's partying in the studios. In the studios. It's not us. We're only gonna be partying if one of our players gets arrested. That's gonna
on my
maybe that's gonna
walk
maybe
home.
That's it. Maybe we got to find out who's gonna be getting arrested for a noise complaint. Let's see what let's see if that's the route Dutch McTavish takes with two consecutive picks here with the third and fourth round picks.
I'm going to. This might seem a little early, but I'm gonna go with Riley Cooper.
I had him.
You had him?
Yeah, I had him written down.
Riley Cooper
just got released
by the Philadelphia
yeah.
Eagles
yeah.
and likes to throw the N-bomb around, and I think that is probably going to be his undoing.
Who is not going to be someone on the Cincinnati Bengals next year?
Yeah. half a bottle of pop-off in, he's making new friends.
He's going to have to end up on the Patriots offense.
I think
like that's the only place wide enough for him, I think.
I think it probably is. And I'm
God. Even they would murder him up there.
Yeah,
I did. I don't think
he how did he survive in Philly?
Yeah, he couldn't succeed in that offense.
Yeah,
like, I think he's done.
Probably,
I think he's done. Which means, which could be better for you. You want him to be done.
Yeah,
you want him to be so like just so pissed about not being on
yeah.
a football team,
or
and then someone sees him
sign like a relatively like $1.5-2 million contract somewhere. And go out and party, and then that turns into,
yeah.
you know, like a Mark Chimura
oh.
prom incident.
I think
oh, it, yeah.
I think it's going to be someone in, like, a Baton Rouge bar.
Yeah.
Like a dive bar, like he's shooting sticks.
Because he's a Florida guy, right?
Have you guys seen the movie Blue Chips?
Yes.
Like, somehow he ends up where Shaq is from. where... and it's just going to turn ugly.
Excuse me, could you... Just looking for the interstate.
I'm
aren't
sorry.
You that guy?
Neon Badeau. And I'm torn here on the first pick of the fourth round.
Yeah,
but
can I ask a quick question? Sorry, while you think about that. What happens if a player retires, like makes an announcement like Marshawn Lynch did on his Twitter yesterday?
Well, if they're retired now. So like a Reggie Wayne.
But what if it happens during the summer?
He's still good in this draft.
Okay,
like
got
he's
it.
Good. You
okay.
can still you can still.
So if he's
take,
arrested after the retirement, okay, just
correct.
Make, Riley
just,
Cooper could
he's
announce
gotta,
his
yeah,
retirement.
He's got to be
yeah.
active right now.
Got
right?
it. Okay. Got it. Cool.
I saw that they're going to extend him, and he had a pretty good year. I think he even made the Pro Bowl this year. But there's something that's going to go.
Not Rodley Cooper.
Inherently.
Although he might have. Enough people might have canceled this year, in this year's Pro Bowl for Rodley Cooper to make it.
He was the 16th alternate.
Right. I'm going to go with Richie Incognito.
Oh, man, I forgot about him.
Richie.
That's two bills.
Yeah.
Right? Richie is, I think he was a Pro Bowler this year.
He might have been.
It doesn't even matter. But they're going to extend him, and I think that he's going to tear some shit up in Buffalo.
I think that's a great pick. I think
Buffalo's a great spot for arrests. It really is.
And speaking of Buffalo, I'm going to stay in Buffalo with my next pick, Evander Kane, hockey player for the Buffalo Sabres.
Wow.
Evander Kane, just in case, and with Gary coming up behind me, I didn't know if that it's a sneaky pick.
No, I wasn't even thinking that.
He's a real shit dick, this guy. He's in a... He's always in trouble. Always in trouble in Buffalo. Always just doing stupid stuff. And he's going to be my hockey player, that's for sure.
Wow. I wasn't going to do this so early, but since you took a Kane, I'm going to take a Kane.
Oh,
I'm
going to
take Patrick Kane.
Patrick Kane, his brother.
Who is from fucking Buffalo, just like him. And for some reason, tends to like to go back there after the Blackhawks win.
Mm-hmm.
And get in trouble.
The cab driver.
The accusations
of rape.
Yes.
That were probably paid off.
So far, we don't know. I'm a Blackhawks fan, so I
which
like
is unbelievable. Which, if you think, and that's not a bad route to take as well, because if there's an accusation, you never know when she could just come, like, start agreeing again to cooperate. Like, yes, I do want to agree.
Charity.
I think it's over. I think it's never over.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's like MVP right now too.
Yeah.
Like, which is insane.
Well, I'll tell you what. Almost like getting busted for raping a girl will really inspire you to play some pretty good hockey.
That
you know, when all of a sudden it's just like, oh my god, I almost had my freedom of my life taken away from me. I better concentrate on nothing but hockey.
Oh, man, that's true.
I had him on the list, Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Kaner, who I love, and hope he doesn't get in too much trouble, but at least gets me a good DUI. And then after that, so where are we in? Are we in first pick?
So this is the first pick of the fifth round. So
got it.
Let's quick over the first four rounds. Two Buffalo Bills, three players from Buffalo, in a Buffalo sports town. Actually, four if you include that Patrick Kane lives there. It looks like we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 NFL players.
Mm.
Good work, Roger.
Wow.
You're doing great. We've got two NBA players and two hockey players.
All right, and I'm gonna bust into the MLB.
Oh, nice. Go ahead.
And I'm gonna go with Carlos Gomez.
That's a tough one.
Brewer great.
Yeah, Brewer great. He's in Houston still, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so this is another thing that I've been noticing lately. A lot of Dominican-born players have been getting in a lot of trouble when they go back home, right?
Okay.
So I'm expecting either before spring training or after the season that Carlos Gomez, who he is a screw loose, right? He's a little odd. I mean, you guys
Carlos
know more.
Carlos Gomez,
than, yeah,
yeah. He's an idiot once he's on the field, and I don't know if it's whatever like supplements or whatever shit he's taken.
Yeah,
because when he talks, when he does an interview, he's always like, "Well, I'd like to thank Jesus Christ. It's just a very good place. He's very good to me, and like I'm so proud to be here. And like, you know, I just play the game hard. It's just one of those things that I go." But when he's out on the field, he's a goddamn maniac.
Exactly.
Thank you, Rakish, for doing your Carlos Gomez.
I know that you guys are Brewers fans, so that's kind of when I started noticing him a lot. And then there's just always been something off about him whenever I watch highlights, and the Astros were pretty good last year for a while. So, and just this trend of Dominican born players getting in fucking trouble. There was one reason I can't remember who it was that he's like tied to like a fucking drug cartel, or his brother was, or something. And then I'm just gonna go with Carlos Gomez. I want a baseball player, and I'm going with him.
Well, Gary, I'll tell you what's really criminal is how hard he swings every time he's at the plate. Now he's swinging
for the fences.
He's going for it, honey. I don't know if he didn't get in trouble in Milwaukee. I guess there's a lot more to do in Houston.
Dutch, clear your throat, please.
It's kind of like my. It's kind of like my.
But no, I
feel like a fucking dentist. Swallow, spit.
It's my mid-round reach.
I like
I think.
Yeah. I like it.
Could pay off.
I've got one coming.
Okay. Get my ear up.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that if you murder somebody, like, hookers count. So, like, if your player murders a hooker, it counts. I can't believe he's still on the board. I have to take him at this point because he's probably not going to be there much longer. I got to take Pac-Man Jones for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
The guy's been arrested, like, I think a baker's dozen times.
Yeah. But it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after that fucking rant after the playoffs game, like, the crazy's still there.
Yep, definitely.
It's still, like I said, I talked to Brandon Marshall at the Super Bowl. The crazy's gone. Like, they've identified his illness. They're treating him for it. Like, you know, it's...
What if he just goes off his meds one day, though?
It's possible. Yeah. Maybe you should draft him.
I haven't.
I'm telling you, don't do it.
I might have a...
He's a changed individual. He's a great interview. Great host.
Maybe you're just saying that.
Jim Rome. Great interview, Brandon. Great to have
you. Great interview.
Here.
Thanks for coming. Crushed it.
All right, so I'm going with Pac-Man Jones. Obvious reasons. Too many arrests to pass up.
Makes sense.
That means, Dutch, you're on the hook for two. The last pick here in the fifth round and the first round. The first pick of the sixth round. Again, welcome to the Daily Upper Deckers Fantasy Athletes Getting Arrested League Draft. The first one ever in the history of our podcast. Which, by the way, was our four-year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you. Super Bowl Sunday.
That's awesome.
I am really going to reach on this one. And it's mid-rounds, right? We're in the fourth and fifth round?
I think at this point they're all reaches.
Okay. I am blown away, shocked, mind you, by what I'm seeing from this guy. And granted, it's a single incident, but I think that there is a lot more coming, and I think there are a lot of issues inside here. But I'm going to take Blake Griffin.
On my list. I think that's a steal. That's not a reach.
Yeah, I kind of forgot.
He's also been arrested for battery before.
Yep.
In Vegas.
Oh, well, I think that there's something really weird coming because...
I think there's something weird about him just in general.
Yeah.
Well,
other than that, he might have downs.
Yeah, well, yeah.
According to...
Actually, if they find out that he has downs, a player with downs that gets arrested, that might end the league, too. That's tough.
Did you see that kid with downs that hit a three-pointer?
Well, sure. What, did they not guard him?
No, in a high school
Did they
game.
Move the three-pointer line in the layup?
No, like fadeaway jump shot. Damn. Kobe Bryant to win the game style.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah.
All right, you think he's going to murder somebody? You want him, or what are we doing here?
He's not a pro. I won't allow it.
All right.
He might. And then this isn't really fair because I don't know his name, but there's some guy.
Well, that's going to be kind of a big thing that we're going to need here.
Oh, he's not a pro. Well, if you play at USC, aren't you considered a pro?
No, you're going to need to be a professional athlete.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Look up the kid that just committed to USC, the quarterback. He's got a history of...
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But did they pick up the kid from TCU?
They might have. I know that he says he's turning his life around and he's lost 20 pounds. I'm going to take Yasiel Puig.
Oh, God. Are you reading my sheet?
I like it.
He's...
If you break down what that means, it's like I'm going to like fucking lead the police on a 120 mile an hour like fucking police chase.
You said speeding earlier too, and that reminded me of him.
Yeah, that's a great pick.
So yeah, Blake and Yasiel, I think.
Hopefully, you've got the LA sports scene covered.
Hopefully, if they do something really bad together, like they find a mass grave underneath. The condo they're sharing over in over in Silver Lake,
dude. You, that's
Cesar,
so many points,
Cesar Chavez. I think
wow.
I think I win. That's close to cannibalism, right there.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a lot of points.
If Blake and Yasiel do something together,
see like if we were on Family Feud and Steve Harvey's up there and he's like, name an NBA MLB player who might do bath salts, Yasiel Puig would be like the number one answer. and then the second person would come out when they get 20 seconds, and that'd be the first one. You'd hear the Yasiel Puig.
Every time I hear bath salts, I think of that episode of Intervention when I had no idea what bath salts were, mm-hmm. and this guy is up in the tree and they can't get him down. They're like, "It's time
I've
for,
never seen that.
It's time for your intervention," and he will not come out of the tree. It is probably one of the greatest wow. episodes of Intervention ever.
Did he like eat his way down? Did he start gnawing off the branches?
Well, no, he jumped from the tree onto the roof of his house.
Oh, God.
And then rolled down and was like hanging from the gutter, one arm style. And luckily, it's a one story house. But
isn't
still.
That crazy? Like when you hear these guys on bath salts, and it's like one bullet didn't do the trick, two bullets.
Yeah.
And these aren't even like major, like this isn't like yeah. Clay Matthews. Like you better bring in a fucking like load of assault rifles if Clay Matthews is ever on bath salts. Because this was a horse jockey that I wrote yeah. an article about that one time. Dude was on bath salts yeah. and he's fucking spanking it on a woman's yeah. balcony. And then he like busts through her like glass. Yeah. Like it would be like someone running through this glass window
like
right here and there.
Yeah.
And it took multiple gunshots to bring him down. It's a horse jockey who weighs maybe a buck 10.
Yeah, but those guys are solid muscle. They have like 0.3%.
He's 110 pounds. Yeah. Clay
0.3%
Matthews is
body fat.
All right, so are, now double it.
They are strong.
2.5.
They are strong.
Clay Matthews.
They are strong.
I'm going to stay in the game of baseball. We got to run a baseball players here, and I'm going to go with Johnny Cueto.
Ooh.
I think Johnny Cueto is going to find out that they treat DUIs a little harsher in California than they do in Cincinnati and Kansas City. He's got the big contract now, the biggest contract of his career. It's always a lot of pressure. Sin-Shoo Choo. He was out in a game in San Francisco, or I think it was when he was still in the Indians. They had a yeah. game out in the Bay Area, and he got busted for a Dewey, and he blamed it on like the contract. Like that's a lot of money. People start doing stupid shit trying to like you know just so much pressure to come through. And I think he's going to go on a fucking bender because he's going to be a huge bust for the Giants. And I can see this one has Dewey written all over it, possibly in Scott's yeah. spring training.
Dewey's good.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Isn't that a pitcher's park though?
AT&T Park, yeah, it is. I'm just saying, it's a lot of fucking money. Cincinnati, I bet you the legal limit in Cincinnati is probably like 0.14. in California,
still?
It's like 0.04.
Yeah.
Like you just don't do it. I think he's gonna learn the hard way. Johnny Cueto. I'm gonna call it DUI.
All right. Well, a DUI is cute, Dimmler, but I'm going big time here. I'm doing Jameis Winston.
Ooh, yes.
He had a pretty good rookie year. I think it's time for him to get a little bit of that entitlement back that he feels that he has. And, yeah, I can see him going big and doing something pretty nasty. I mean, you know, I'm sure he's getting all the tail he could possibly want. And all it takes is just one crazy woman. I'm not saying that it's, you know, I'm not trying to blame women or victim blame or anything. But he's going to get himself into trouble somehow with a girl again.
Let's hope. For your
yeah,
sake,
for,
let's
exactly,
hope.
Yeah. So that's what I'm banking
for
on.
For your sake, let's hope that 2016 is the year of Jameis Winston returning to his old ways.
Exactly.
Do we know if he had...
or just sealing some crab legs is fine, too.
Oh,
right?
Anything,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, crab legs are expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we know if he has a child?
I do not know.
He has to.
I would bet on it.
Seems like it, right? because there was a... show on, and all of these guys that had kids but weren't married, and these women just constantly stick on them. I can
oh, yeah.
see why you would get
mm-hmm.
pissed
to
off.
Get, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Drop
I mean,
the,
I don't have that.
Drop
problem.
The baby weight, sweetie. Moving on. I'm digging myself a deep one here.
Yeah. That's all right. Dutch McTavish from Wapaka.
First pick, round 7, right?
Yeah, the old David Letterman.
Ooh.
First pick, round 7, Gary Dudak from Mandatory. You're on the clock.
I am going out of the major 4 sports. I'm going golf. I'm going
yes.
Dustin Johnson.
Yes, relapse city, baby.
Exactly, yeah. Give me that sweet, sweet relapse, Dustin. He hasn't won a major yet, right? Or did he finally come through?
No, he has not.
He choked on that one.
Yeah,
okay,
he choked and came close again, but like faltered in the third round.
He's one choke away from a relapse. That's what
I think that might be a good pick.
all it takes is like one fight with his mega hot Paulina Gretzky girlfriend. Are they married yet? Him and Paulina?
I think they are.
I think they are married.
They have kids.
Yeah.
See, that guy's got everything. Why does he need drugs?
Josh Hamilton. Oh shit! I just gave something away. Yeah.
Fuck.
This is where I'm going to disagree with you, because I think this whole fatherhood thing kind of changes these guys a little bit. You might be onto something here, though. I don't think I trust that guy. He looks like he's ready to party whenever.
Totally.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and steal Gary Dudek's pick.
Motherfuck.
I'm like looking at baseball players right now. I just haven't gotten down to the list. That is a solid pick. So my seventh round pick is going to be Josh Hamilton.
If I hadn't accidentally said that, would you have not picked him?
No, I never would have even thought of it. Like, I'm like going through teams right
total
now.
Total accident. Speak. One too many beers.
So Josh, speaking of one too many beers, I'll take Josh Hamilton. You know, he seems to be having – the relapses are picking up, and let's hope they happen again. And I always have that story when my good buddy Tommy, his buddies came out to watch the Padres play a couple of games and then the Angels play a couple of games. And the Angels were playing the Rangers. And that's who Josh Hamilton played for at the time. And now he does again. But anyway, they're sitting at their hotel bar in Anaheim. And Hamilton comes down, and they're like, holy shit, you're Josh Hamilton. They start talking. They're like, hey, can we get you a drink? He's like, nah, I can't have one. So he's down there for a little while. He's like, you know what? I will have one.
Yep.
And he just starts getting housed, and that's a story you never heard. Like, exactly. That never hit the press. So how many of those incidents happen?
Exactly. It's going to happen probably in the next this month.
I'll take it.
As soon as spring training
starts. I hope
so.
Yeah. I mean, this might be a repeat offender for us. I mean, it might hit in March and April.
That's a good point.
And September. might happen a couple times.
slump in July. Tommy, you got a good one there.
It might be booze in April and fucking coke off a Cole Hamels cock in September. All right. Last pick of the seventh round and first of the eighth. Dutch McTavish on the clock.
I want to see that on the Orange County Register front sports page. Like, things are getting weird in this blurry shot of Hamilton snorting lines off of Cole Hamels.
And all he's doing is like bending down to take his pants off at the locker, and Cole Hamels is like right next to him, right? Because they go alphabetical, Hamels and Hamilton. And Hamels is like, you know, dropping his. Yeah, I get you. I read you.
I like it. Now I'm really going to reach. I don't know why I think
Johnny Lucroy.
Yeah, right. I don't know why I think this guy is going to get in trouble, but I'm 99% sure he is, and it's the Porzingis kid from the New York Knicks.
Ah, okay.
Like,
he's hurt right now too, right?
I think so.
Okay, I think he is injured.
And you bring him out of Serbia, Herzegovina. And you put him into...
I thought he was Russian.
Madison Square Garden, whatever.
Yeah.
Georgia.
I could be wrong.
I think that there is some sort of... It's not going to be a weird one. Like, this isn't a high point.
No.
But it's going to be just weird enough.
Yeah.
Something happens in some...
Arrested, questioned for having, like, a bag of cocaine at a New York nightclub or something.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Something that happens in the basement of some New York nightclub.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to turn around, and no list is complete without an Oakland Raider.
Ooh. Oh, beautiful.
But it's not who you think. I would say like Latavius Murray or Amari Cooper, you know, they're young, they're rich. I'm going to go with Marquette King. The punter for the Oakland Raiders. I don't trust that son of a bitch further than I can throw him. He's going to be on the 580 going 217 miles an hour.
Forgive me for asking you, what was his name again?
Yeah, that's the...
His name is Marquette King.
Named after his mom's favorite college.
Uh-huh. And the Joliets.
And the Lord.
And sure.
The Raider punter.
Yes. I mean, you got to have a Raider.
And
might as well make it the punter.
You know what? He's learning from Janikowski, and I think Janikowski has finally mended his ways. He's not doing PCP on the Golden Gate Bridge anymore. And I think it's now the torch has been passed to Marquette King.
He showed him enough.
Here's someone who might not have an arrest record. This is who I'm going to go with. And with the ninth pick. He now plays for the Angels. Yunel Escobar.
Okay.
Yunel Escobar. He played for the... here's a red flag. You played for six teams the last 5 years.
The like, was he in the Braves last?
He was. I think he's been on the Braves, the Blue Jays, the Rays. He's been on. He was on the Nationals. Now he's on the Angels. Like everyone passed him around. He's a clubhouse cancer. He's really the best way to describe Yunel Escobar is a Major League Baseball player slash goddamn idiot. He's mental. When you see him out there, he I can't remember. He didn't do like a Roberto Alomar where he like spit in the umpire's face, but he's volatile.
He has
like that.
Potential.
Right. So I'm going with him, and he would be I believe a first time offender, nice. And I think he's batshit crazy enough to. This could be the year.
Well, perfect. I heard he also likes the backstage bar in Culver City. So. We are in trouble.
So if he's there, you better believe I'm going to go there and antagonize him a little bit. That would just be great.
Yeah, what if you actually do that? I mean, I want to win this. I'm going to go out there and actually.
If someone said, hey, Yunel Escobar right now is not a Prince of Wales, I'll go down there.
Like, oh, I can get 5 points
God,
for
you got to think you're the worst fucking baseball player who's ever set foot in this bar. And Kirk Nieuwenhuis was in here last week. if we're just... You know, we missed some of the picks because we had to cut some out for time. But if you're looking at the draft, this is Gary Dudak. You want to give your team, like, should we come up with fantasy names real quick? We almost have to, like, call our team something, right?
Remind me who's on my team, and then I'll make up a name.
All right, so Dutch McTavish, you drafted Monte Ball, Vontaze Burfict, Riley Cooper, Richie Incognito, Blake Griffin, Yasiel Puig, Kristaps Porzingis, Marquette King, Kyle Rudolph, and Mike Marsh.
Man,
so think about it. Think about a team name.
Okay.
I've drafted LeSean McCoy, DeMarcus Cousins, Ndamukong Suh, Evander Kane, Pac-Man Jones in the fifth round. Johnny Cueto, Josh Hamilton, a nice steal from Gary Dudak, Kendrick Perkins, Yunel Escobar, and Josh Gordon. Gary has drafted Johnny Manziel, Greg Hardy, Markieff Morris, Patrick Kane, Carlos Gomez, Jameis Winston, Dustin Johnson, Yu Darvish, Ben Roethlisberger, and Nick
Kyrgios. The G is silent.
So many times it is.
I think hearing those teams.
Is he Greek?
Tom,
good question. I think so.
Tom, you might just nickel and dime us to death with misdemeanors. I think Gary and I went big. Like, we might not have the flashiest names on there, but someone is probably. We're going to get a murder in there between the two of us.
I got some pretty flashy names in there.
Yeah, we're gonna get we're gonna get the nickel and dime stuff too, but I think we're also gonna get a brandishing a weapon.
Yeah,
I like it.
I
feel like mine's pretty rape heavy, so I'm gonna name my team rape heavy if that's okay.
I like it. That's a good one.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of possibility for rape in mine.
I'll call my team. I'm pretty sure. I can drive. I'm pretty sure I can drive because I think I've got a lot of Deweys. So Gary Dudak from Mandatory is going with Rape Heavy. I'm pretty sure I can drive. Dutch McTavish. Who are these fucking guys?
Yeah, yours is definitely the most wild cards.
I think so. Without a doubt. And I think that I have it seems like there's a lot of Roman Catholics on there, so I'm going to go with Pope Chet Skin Flute.
Let's try that one more time. What is it? Pope Jet Skin Flute?
I think it was a Chet. A Chet Stedman in there.
It is Chet. Pope Chet Skin Flute.
Pope Chet Skin Flute.
The seventh. Oh.
We got to get one of the... We got to... We should have called ahead of time and gotten this one sponsored by, like, if you're listening to sports radio on AM, like, every single commercial break, it's like, hey, look, odds are you're going to go out this weekend and have a great time. And then you're going to drive home. Hey, it happens. Call 1-888-DRIVE-DRUNK or whatever it was. Like,
Yeah.
We'll get you
no
off
cuffs.
The hook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is,
yeah,
right?
1-800-NO-CUFFS, I think it
Call
is.
Call us 1-800-NO-CUFFS. Hey, you're going to go out. You're going to have a good time. The big game is on this weekend. Odds are, statistically, you're going to drive home drunk. Hey, it happens to everybody. All right? But before you talk to the cops, make sure you call us. 1-800-NO-CUFFS.
Yeah. It's our job to get you off.
Now, if you rape somebody, I'm sorry. guys, it's been a lot of fun. Like,
should we plan a... When should we
check
like,
in?
Check in.
Yeah.
Just have like a
maybe like run 4th of July.
Monthly? Yeah.
Yeah, 4th of July is yeah. Great America. Yeah, it's something like that. Sometime in the summer when you know maybe All-Star weekend. Because that's a shitty sports week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just MLB All-Star game when it's on that
July
Tuesday. 13th. Yeah.
Just to kind of see, you know, where we stand right now.
Let's check it. And like, because you know someone's going to get arrested and we're all going to be like, no! How did we not take him?
How is he not in the first three rounds?
Take him? And honestly, that might actually happen when I like, you know, get this up and I start looking and like, or like when I'm looking for stories.
I was going to say, tomorrow morning, there's going to be an arrest and we're going to be pissed.
Wow. Do we want to do the cannonball round real quick?
I have a guy in mind.
All right.
The cannonball
round. If you were, I think I might already have that player on my team in Dominican Sue. Well, this is how we'll end it. It doesn't count. I would say Ndamukong Suh would eat somebody. Go ahead, Gary. Who do you think?
Are you guys familiar with the 7'3", 7'4" monster on the Spurs named Boban Marjanovic, I believe it is? Or...
Oh, yeah.
He just looked up Boban. It's B-O-B-A-N, Spurs. He's like from Transylvania or some shit like that.
Ah, he's
like
got it in him.
Yeah, he may literally eat people for breakfast.
Already?
Yes, already. So I'm going with Boban.
All right, I've got Ndamukong Suh. He's got Boban. Dutch, if you had to name a player out there today who it just wouldn't be shocking. Like, you'd actually see that, like, Ndamukong Suh ate a person, details are coming. You'd be like, ah, fuck it. Family Guy's on Adult Swim. And you just go forward. It's like, yeah, I could see it coming.
Oh, I thought it was just cannibalizing. Yeah, look at that guy.
Jesus.
That's Boban.
There's the X-Files was on this week, and there was like the guy called the Garbage Man.
Oh, yeah,
going
the Trash
fucking
Man.
Fucking people up. That's the Trash Man. That's him.
Boban Marjanovic.
Can you imagine being the father of a girl, and that's the guy she brings home? Dad, I want you to meet the guy that I love. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if that guy walks through your fucking door?
Hope he doesn't eat you.
And make sure she's home by 10.
Boban, what are your intentions
for
my daughter?
Or next Thursday, one of the two. Just either way.
I think there is a picture of his girlfriend, too, and it's hilarious.
Well, consider I put the ball in hoop for Spur. I make $23 million a year.
I put ball in hoop for Spur, and I'm probably going to anally fuck daughter tonight. And there is nothing you can do about it.
All right,
nothing.
Guys, here you go. That is what's going on.
Jesus,
I swear
Christ.
To God, that girl is. I mean, I don't even know how she's still.
Look
walking.
At the size of his dick.
Yeah.
The girl. Yeah, there's a girl next to him. Yeah, that's amazing. She's barely up to his nipples in height.
It's insane.
That's a nice white sand beach.
Yeah, it must be on the East Coast.
You have a cannibal. You have a cannibal player.
I didn't realize it was for creepiness factor.
Well, that's just what that's the way I went.
Okay.
I mean, he went in Donkey Kong too. So.
I'm going to go with the Keith Richards Fountain of Youth thing where he goes to Cuba to get blood transfusions, and I'm going to say Kobe Bryant is into Wendigo, where you eat the flesh of another man,
and you
absorb his spirit. So he's going to find, you know, some kid at his basketball camp and discover the Fountain of Youth and become a New York Knick.
Maybe that's where his...
He'd be the second Lakers player to get diagnosed with the HIV virus.
All right. Like,
that's outstanding. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a hell of a time. Gary Dutch, thanks a lot for coming out. Make sure you check us out every single day at the Daily Upper Decker, dailyupperdecker.com. You can also find us at Facebook. You can find us on Twitter with the handle at Daily Upper Deck. We just put up another Vine today. We're doing what all the kids like. We like it. And honestly, Johnny Cueto, please, please drive drunk tonight.
Go Pope Chet Skinflute.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.